From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. An Israeli airstrike in Syria last month is still unexplained, and the tensions that resulted from that strike, along with increased Israeli military exercises in the occupied Golan Heights, are sparking jitters along the Syrian-Israeli border. NPR's Eric Westerveld paid a visit to the Golan, and he sent this report.
A former Israeli military bunker atop Mount Bental, overlooking the shattered Syrian city of Quneitra, now is a tourist attraction, complete with a restaurant and gift shop. Kids clutching ice cream cones play in the trenches of the thick stone and concrete redoubt, moving amid cutout silhouettes of soldiers holding wooden rifles. Since the 1973 Yom Kippur War, the Golan has been one of the Mideast's quietest borders. But last summer's inconclusive war in neighboring Lebanon against Hezbollah sparked new jitters here. And just days ago, again on Yom Kippur, locals tending their vineyards and orchards were rattled by the sound of Israeli fighter jets over the Golan. A Syrian MiG had suddenly disappeared from Israeli radar, prompting Israel to scramble planes in response. 36-year-old Druze rancher Wafik Ajameh was tending his cattle.
People were scared. We hadn't heard the sounds of fighter planes over the Golan for a very long time. I was out in the field and looked in the sky and saw the airplanes and thought it was very odd. I was a little worried.
It turns out the Syrian jet had simply crashed in an accident. The Israeli planes stood down. But then last Friday, Israel again scrambled planes after Syrian helicopters reportedly flew too close to the border area. The incidents underscore the still tense atmosphere here underneath the ordinary routines of this rural setting. These days, the rumble and dust from Israeli heavy military trucks, tanks, and equipment are ever present. Many locals say it's the busiest militarily they've seen it on the Golan in a decade. 43-year-old Gayora Chepelinsky and his wife moved to a kibbutz or communal farm on the Golan 6 years ago from Argentina. They opened a small chocolate factory near the base of Mount Avital, atop of which sits a key Israeli military post overlooking Syria.
There is a sensation that something is happened. You don't know exactly what, but it's very different from what happened here before the last summer war.
Many Israeli soldiers posted or who train here agree. This Israel Defense Force reserve soldier agreed to speak only on condition his name not be used.
Now it's more tense than ever, so both sides are doing all the things that's supposed to make the other side feel not comfortable.
The Israeli soldier says he observed increased activity on the Syrian side of the border up close during a recent month-long training exercise. He says construction projects, long visible on the Syrian side, have expanded in recent months.
And lots of heavy machinery. It looks like they do civilian work, but the civilian work is the same. I mean, if you dig out a trench for cables, it's going to be good against tanks, good for infantry. It looks like they're getting ready.
Israel has significantly increased its military activity on the Golan this year. After last summer's war with Hezbollah, Israel remanned Golan lookout posts that had sat empty for years. Israel also increased tank and infantry training exercises here. Last week, the increase in activity prompted the commander of UN peacekeeping forces on the Golan to voice concern. Austrian Major General Wolfgang Jilke warned in an interview with the German news magazine Der Spiegel of a heightened risk of clashes breaking out due to the big increase in Israeli military training along the 45-mile-long UN-patrolled buffer zone. Israeli military spokeswoman Captain Noah Meir says what the UN general sees is normal, telling NPR, quote, "It's no secret we need to get our army back in shape after last summer. These exercises are part of ongoing routine training." But this Israeli soldier says the exercises are bigger, more robust, and very clear in their training mission.
We have a big exercise on the Golan, on going to Syria, like breaking the tanks, the defenses. Lots more training with the live fire. It's more intensive than before.
In a BBC interview broadcast Monday, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad said his country reserves the right to retaliate for last month's Israeli airstrike in northern Syria. But Assad hinted a military response was not imminent. He said the Israeli attack targeted a vacant military building. President Assad also said Syria would not attend the American-sponsored Mideast peace meeting in November unless it addresses the occupation of the Golan, seized by Israel 40 years ago. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, on the Golan Heights, northern Israel.